Okay, I am in a very special establishment in downtown Boise, and I'm talking to Cherie Buckner-Webb, and she's the co-owner of this very special establishment that's called Napoleon's Retreat. Cherie, tell me about Napoleon's Retreat. What is it?
Napoleon's Retreat is the signature men's salon and spa in Boise, Idaho. Matter of fact, it's the premier men's salon and spa. Right. I can't speak. Is that okay?
Sure.
Premier salon and spa. My husband was really the impetus in buying this establishment.
And tell me what is a men's gentleman's, it says gentleman's quarters, hair, spa, shine, and shave. What do you offer us men here?
All those things that you just talked about and more. We have all kinds of massage, from therapeutic massage to cupping to all kinds of things. Great manicures, pedicures, shoe shines, hot shaves, things you don't find anymore. And it's a place where men can get away. They can watch the game. They can shoot a little pool. They can talk a little trash. And yet it's for gentlemen.
Yeah. It's very much a gentleman's quarters. Can you talk to me about that? Why? Like, this is not a sports bar. This is not a jock environment. This is for gentlemen. How did you create that ambience?
Absolutely true. Well, part of it's my own issues with sports bars and jock establishments. But, you know, men are becoming more and more and more aware of the importance of not only their physical appearance, but their health. And we believe it's a holistic approach to feeling good about yourself and putting your best foot forward and walking out of the world looking the best you can and feeling good about that.
And also the whole aesthetic. And maybe you'll talk to me about the decor of your place, because it's stunning. It's amazing what you have done just in terms of decoration, the aesthetics. Talk to me about how you actually decorated the shop.
I would love to take the full credit for it, but there was a wonderful woman that had the original idea for it. Her name was Wendy Anderson, and she just came together with some great folks and came up with it. We were given the opportunity to leverage what she had and take it to the next level. So it is very much masculine, and yet it's women-friendly. We don't want to put women off, and by the same token, we want to make it a place that women are encouraged to send their special people to come and feel good about themselves.
Now, it's kind of a leading question, but do you think men have been denied the opportunity to appreciate their own aesthetic as males in terms of their physical appearance and taking care of themselves?
Well, I think that we have not acknowledged that men care very much about how they look and how they feel. It's a holistic thing. It's how you look and how you feel and how you walk in the world. And I don't know if it's that they've been denied, but maybe we didn't have permission in the past. But finally, we're at a place now that it's okay for men to say, I want my hands to look great, and the women that care about them and other men that care about them say, I want your hands to look great, and to take whatever it takes to make you feel good. We've given permission now.
And very much a question of self-respect, too, and a sense of self.
Absolutely. When you feel good, you look good.
Tell me about the Napoleon shave. What's that?
It's amazing. You know, it's something that I saw when I was very young, but it was a big deal for a man to get a hot shave. I mean, the hot towels and the foam and the whole thing, and I don't know all the details of it, but I think it's one of those real spoiling things that I'm seeing men really come in and say that they like all generations, all ethnicities. Everybody's loving that extra pampering you get with a shave, and I guess your skin just feels wonderful when it's done.
And, of course, it's nothing new. That's how it used to be done.
It used to be the norm, and the gentleman that we have that's doing that work is an artisan. I tell you, he takes great pride in it, and the men walk out the door feeling great.
What's a romantic interlude?
Oh, that's a special thing. We are really fortunate to have two very talented massage therapists, and it's the opportunity to bring your significant other, someone you care about. It could be your mother, brother, sister, wife, whatever significant other, to have a massage together with strawberries and flowers and the music of your choice, a little bit of chocolate, and sparkling water or punch or something like that. We don't do alcohol. Things that are good for your body.
Waxing services. This is new for men, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you, that was one of the greatest surprises that I've ever had. I'm telling you, men are going the full deal. They're doing things that make them look good, and particularly a lot of the wives are buying waxes for the men in their lives. So it's a part of looking good everywhere.
Now, you're a signature establishment here on 8th Street in downtown Boise, which is a wonderful area. And you're very much part of the community here. This is First Thursday. Tell me what First Thursday is.
First Thursday is wonderful. All over downtown Boise, people celebrate First Thursday. Wonderful gallery walks, food, vendors, music, jazz, all kinds of music in the downtown area. Let's just celebrate what's going on in downtown Boise. Draws a wonderful crowd from all over the valley, and it's just a wonderful time to enjoy the best of what Boise has to offer, to meet your friends, and to socialize and kind of congregate, to touch base with one another.
And what's Napoleon's Retreat going to contribute to First Thursday?
We want to encourage you to be downtown, because downtown's the place to be. And this First Thursday, we're going to have free chair massages for everyone.
Now, Cherie, you are a singer. You're a jazz singer. And I have in front of me a CD, wonderful photograph of you, by the way. And the CD is called By His Grace. And I'm going to put a link up on our website to the CD. Tell me about your singing career.
I've been singing since I was a child, and sang a lot in my earlier days, and went back to singing again when Gene Harris, a local jazz great, international jazz great that also lived in our community, asked me to come out of retirement or out of hiding. I'm much too young to be in retirement, but I'd gone back to the corporate world, and gave me the opportunity to play some music with him and then ultimately to record with him. Following his death, I've been part of the Gene Harris Jazz Festival since its inception and following his death.
And that takes place in April, is that correct?
It does, and it's getting bigger and better, and soon you're going to see the Gene Harris Jazz Festival in April and also in the summer. Great things, great educational opportunity for children, great players, wonderful names. It's a great thing here in the Valley.
Tell me about your CD, By His Grace. How did that come about?
Some time ago, I did a concert that was a fundraiser a number of years ago and did gospel music in particular to raise money for the church I belong to, actually, St. Paul Baptist Church. A few years later, both my parents died just 8 weeks apart. It was a very hard time. And the musical director, Randy Coryell, and composer said, we need to record that music in honor of your parents, because every song on the album, on the CD, that's dating myself when I say album, is a tribute to my family. It's something special to them. And one day he asked me to come down to the church just to meet him, and lo and behold, assembled was the choir. We recorded the CD, and it's just been a labor of love. It's just wonderful.
And there's some wonderful songs on here, starting with He Looked Beyond My Faults, and Didn't It Rain? His Eye Is on the Sparrows. Is there a particular song on here that is particularly meaningful to you?
There are a couple. One of them is called He. I remember being 5 years old and hearing a gentleman who was blind named Al Hibbler sing it the first time. This is really dating myself, on the Ed Sullivan Show. Ultimately, I sang that with my father a number of times when I was growing up. My dad was a beautiful tenor voice. And then the other one is A Place in My Heart. The first time I heard the song, it captured me because it totally expressed the way I feel about my children.
Is there any chance that you would sing a little bit of A Place in My Heart for me?
Of course. This is funny. I try to help you to succeed, gave you your hopes, and supplied all your needs. Each day I pray that you're okay in every way, being all you can be. But there's so much, so much to learn, and there's so little time before your life slips away. Hey, hey, and it goes on. You have a place in my heart. That's my children.
So wonderful song. And I'm going to put up on the website where people can order your CD. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to have you sing to me. So Sherry, thank you very much. And I'll see you tonight at First Thursday.
Great. Thank you so much for being at Napoleon's Retreat.
Bye-bye.